What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Welcome, 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 everyone. I am Christine McIver, and this is my show, Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I hope that wherever you are, if you are a business owner or you are a wannabe business owner, that you are looking to grow your business. And how do we do that? We do that by tapping into ourselves as a CEO, as the business owner, and really look at what is it that I am doing that I can be doing more of? Where is it that I have growth opportunities within myself that can grow my business? That's what this show is all about. Thank you so much for choosing to hit the play button. Thank you so much for choosing to reach out to me and let me know how these shows are impacting you. So today we're going to be talking about the real AI you should be worried about, the real AI, and it's going to be a different conversation. And I am going to be talking about all things that you think are AI and other things as well. Last week's show was Operate Like a CEO, Not an Employee. If you heard that show, I would love to hear your feedback. It's so important that we distinguish between us as the CEO and us as the employee. You're the first employee in your business, always, always, always. And you need to be able to distinguish between when you're operating as an employee, when you're operating as a CEO, and when you need to be doing those two things, and what the impact is going to be on your business and on your business growth and on your personal life as well. It's amazing. So I would love you to go listen to that. If you didn't catch that show, that was one that I really enjoyed bringing to you. So as I said, today we are talking all about the real AI. And you may think you know what the real AI is, and I'm here to challenge you, as I am every single week. So if you have a question, if you have a comment, please across any of the social media platforms, any of the listening platforms, wherever you find this, wherever you're listening or watching, please make your comment there. I will get notification. Or if you would like, you can send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. That's M-C-I-V-E-R. You can also check out my website. And if you're interested, if you're intrigued and would like to know more what it would be like to work one-on-one with me, I do work with business owners to really get them to that next level in their business, you can check out my website, christinemciver.com. Or if you are someone that is looking to bring your visibility to higher levels, to more committed groups, to more places and spaces in the world, you can go check out inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, where we have all things visibility, where we really do bring you and your expertise to the world in some of the easiest possible ways. All right, let's get into today's show. So I'm going to read the show notes to get us started, and then we will dive right in. So the real AI you should be worried about. Most conversations about AI today focus on technology. This one doesn't. The real AI you should be worried about isn't artificial intelligence. It's your actual intelligence. It's the internal programming, the beliefs, the patterns, and automatic responses that influence your decisions and choices without you even realizing it. It's also the brilliance, your awareness, experience, and knowing you've become so familiar with that you've begun to undervalue it or ignore it. So this episode is going to challenge the fear surrounding external AI, and it's going to redirect you inward, where the greatest power, leadership, and business growth you have actually exists. Isn't that awesome? I'm so excited to have this conversation with you, to bring this episode to you. This is a conversation I've been having with many people in the background, and I've been experiencing frustration. I've been experiencing like, oh, I wish they would listen. I wish people would pay attention. And some people are paying a little bit of attention to what's really going on in the world regarding AI. But I've been holding this kind of in the background, and it was like, okay, today's the day. We're going to bring this conversation to the forefront. Now, let me start out right now by saying I'm not an AI basher. I am not an anything basher. It doesn't matter what it is that we're talking about in the world. There is a place and space for everything. It's what we're doing with it and how we are relying upon it, what our expectations are of it, of every single thing, right? It's really about how are you utilizing, how are you relying upon, how are you interacting with? That's the real, real importance. I believe strongly that each and every one of us came here to this planet in our bodies for a reason. I also believe that you and every other person that has chosen to come into a body has something to contribute to the world. It's not just by happenstance. It's not just because two people had sex and you were created. That's not how it works. I'm not going to get into a big conversation about this, but this is my belief, and this is where I operate from. I have a very strong knowing that each and every one of us has something inside of us, has a message inside of us that we need to be bringing to the world. Whether you are bringing it on a global level, you're bringing it on a community level, you're bringing it just in your family or just in a one-on-one relationship, you have something to contribute to the world. And I absolutely know that when we do bring these contributions to the world, we make a difference. I've been known to say when I'm talking about people looking at bringing their voices to the world on our Inspired Choices Network that if you have a message to be brought to the world, it's unique and somebody is waiting to hear it. Every single one of us has a message. And until you bring your voice to the conversation does not truly begin. I think that everyone has a responsibility to step up with what they know. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's challenging because maybe sometimes we lack the confidence. Maybe sometimes we think other people are more intelligent than we are. Well, I've been there. I've done that dance and I call bullshit on it. I call bullshit with me and I call bullshit with you. You have something to say. Don't allow anybody to silence you. You need to bring your intelligence to the table. Allow yourself to step in to the conversation. And what I have found is as I have allowed myself to step into the conversation and have been brave enough and courageous enough to contribute what I knew, you know, that knowing that you don't know why you know it, but you know it. When I've allowed myself to do that, more has unfolded within me through the conversation. It's not always about going out there and trying to find the new. You've got so much inside of you to contribute. And that's what's so, so important to all of us. And that's the basis for today's show. So let's jump right in. A little bit of a word soup there. So let's talk first of all about artificial intelligence and when it started. Did you know that artificial intelligence first began over 80 years ago? This blew my mind. So I was doing a little bit of research on this today, and that really surprised me that artificial intelligence has started over 80 years ago. And it really started to evolve. It became a conversation. It then became part of, you know, the intellectuals discussing it. And then it started to unfold into the conversation around how can it be utilized. But what we think of when we think of AI today, most people are thinking about AI as we use it today, as we are using the AI products that are out there, the chat GPTs and so on and so forth. That's what we think about today. It did not start today. It absolutely did not start today. It started over 80 years ago. And I think that's pretty cool to know that. Now, before we can even dive into this conversation, the first thing I want to talk about is where did intelligence come from? How did artificial intelligence actually get created? Well, this prompted a thought today because I've heard just Recently, Aaron Parnes, he's a grassroots news reporter, and he was sharing that the latest thing that they've heard is that artificial intelligence companies are now taking rare or original books, and they are actually scanning these books and putting this in information intelligence into their systems and destroying these rare books. That doesn't sound great, but what prompted in me when I heard that is, wait a second. All artificial intelligence that's out in the world came from you and me and other people like us, right? It was our intelligence, the brain, the knowing, the universe. It was all brought through us and put into the machines. A machine cannot operate until it is programmed. So the artificial, we're calling it artificial intelligence that is in these systems, has been programmed from us. Now, I know that they talk about these machines are going to be able to think for themselves and so on and so forth. But without going down that road, where things are today is that everything was programmed by someone's intellect. Intelligence, right? Their actual intelligence. And that's the AI that I want you to focus on today. I really want you to look at my actual intelligence. What is my AI? Start asking yourself that question. What is my AI? Where does my AI in my life and in my business begin and end? And where am I giving over my AI to the machines, right? Big, big questions. So artificial intelligence, as we know, is the technology that we know has been programmed. The actual intelligence that we're talking about, the real AI, is the wisdom, the awareness, your intuition, you know, what you know without knowing why you know that, the gut feelings that you get, right? That's your actual intelligence, your experience. You bringing your actual intelligence is you tapping into the experiences that you have had and what you know to be true through those experiences, right? Your perceptions of things. I love having this conversation about perceptions with clients is, you know, if I was to hold this up, I'm going to hold up my clapper, right? So if you're watching me, I'm holding up a clapper that they use in movies. I love this little thing. And on what you're seeing is the front of the clapper, right? And these are words and so on and so forth that are on the front of the clapper. But if I hold it close away from myself and I'm looking at the back of it and I'm only seeing the back of it, I'm seeing something different than what you're seeing. So if I asked you, hey, I'm going to talk to my producer because I know that she's watching and listening. Hey, Dana, what do you see? What do you perceive about this clapper? And so she would say, well, there's some colors here. There's some words along here. It's production. So right here, we would put in Dana's name under production, the director, the camera, and so on and so forth, the date and so on. And I would say, well, that's really weird because what I see is just plain black and where it was made and so on and so forth. And so what happens is that what we see, our experiences, is our perception, what we perceive to be true. So what you perceive to be true is based on what you see. It's based on what your experience and your understanding is. So your intelligence comes from as well as your perception of your experiences and the perception of what you see in the world. This is one of my favorite things to talk about. Your actual intelligence comes from your creativity, that piece inside of you. Now, I am not someone who is creative with painting. I'm not someone that's creative with drawing. It's not my forte. Now, put me in the kitchen, put me in baking. Oh my God, I love, love, love to bake. Probably because I love, I have a really high sweet tooth and I love getting in there, but that's my creative zone when I'm not at the office. When I'm at the office, my creativity comes through in my ideas, in my creations with the network, with publishing, with summits and all those pieces. That's where my creativity comes from. And that's where my intelligence, my actual intelligence comes through. And the other piece that people don't really step into very much is our awareness. What am I aware of? What is my spidey senses picking up, right? Those things, your wisdom, your awareness, your perception, those things cannot be replaced by a machine. Those things will never replace machines. They can come up with information about perception, information about intuition, but it cannot pick up the real life, what this is. Okay. So that's something that I really wanted to lay the foundation of this show. This is what's extremely important for you to step into the real AI you need to be worried about. And I don't really mean worried about, but really where I would encourage you to start focusing more and more on. And I'm going to dive deeper into why that's important in the next segment of the show. So we are up to our first break. Do not go away, because when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the importance and how you contribute to your actual intelligence or how you subtract from it. So you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, I'm Christine McIver, your host. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth, where we talk about growing your business through growing you. And we also talk about systems and all different things. All business. This is all about business and you being the most important asset within the business. So today's topic is the real AI you should be worried about. We talked about the in the first segment, we talked about where AI started and when it started. AI had started over 80 years ago, which was very, very fascinating to me. It's not something that's new, although we are operating today as if it's the new thing. And it's not. It's not the new thing. And you're not behind. How many of you out there right now, hands up, how many of you believe that you're behind in the AI world? Do you know why you believe that? Because there's people out here doing marketing and sales to try to pull you in. They're creating this scarcity effect. They're creating the, oh my God, you're going to miss the boat if you don't jump on soon. That's bullshit. I said it. That's bullshit. That is what we call pressure marketing. And people use that crap all the time. They have used it since the beginning of time. It's not true. Don't buy into that. Remember, the most important AI is your actual intelligence. You can't beat that. Nobody's ever going to be able to beat that. You are still the driver of the bus. If you step in and choose to be the driver of the bus, if you believe things outside of you are, you might want to think about maybe not being in your own business. And I'm not being catty about that. I'm being serious. Being in your own business takes strength and takes courage. And it takes you really stepping in and having that confidence within yourself to drive that bus. And it honestly, I can say that going into my own business has been the greatest challenge of my life. It's because I have to continually look at myself and where am I in my own business? Where am I in my own personal growth that is growing my business or impacting it in a negative way? And this is not to say that if you are working for someone else, that you shouldn't also be doing your personal development. You shouldn't also be looking at how you communicate, how you interact, how you grow. Absolutely not. And you're not less than if you're not in your own business. I strongly suggest that you operate as if you are in your own business. Taking ownership of your role and your capacities and your growth is extremely important. That's how you're going to grow in any industry you're in, whether employed by you or employed by someone else. Okay. But being in your own business, the buck stops with you. So you've got to be really constantly looking within and examining what you are doing. Make this a daily practice to look at where you are at and what you are doing to grow you. So remember that in the first segment, we really talked about the difference between artificial intelligence and actual intelligence and where actual intelligence comes from. And it's so important that we get that and we remind ourselves of that again and again. There's a lot of pressure out there to get on the AI bus. You can, absolutely. AI, artificial intelligence, is just a tool. You are the driver of every tool you use in your business, every single one. And you don't want to be relying on a tool or relying on anyone else outside of you to move you forward and to continue supporting yourself as you continue through each and every day. You know, I was involved with a company that actually turned out to be a cult. It was crazy. And I relied upon that. I thought that they really had the answers. And I really dove deep into that organization. And I started to become aware of the nonsense that was going on and how we were being undermined as a people that were involved with this organization. And it was a really painful growing experience. And it was a financially costly experience. Wow, I need more water. Hold on one second. Hold, please. It was a financially costly experience. It was also an emotionally costly experience because it really pulled on me and I went into beating myself up. That wasn't cool. You know what you know until you know something new. And so I continued to grow myself through all of these experiences and learning to value myself and learning to put myself above anything and everyone else has been one of my greatest growing opportunities. And I hope that you are doing the same thing. This is not about arrogance. This is not about putting anybody else down. This is about really tapping into your own self-worth and your own value. Every single one of us is valuable and nothing outside of us is more valuable than we are. If you buy into that, you're going to go down some dark, deep, dark roads. Okay, so what we really want to do is we want to tap into your actual intelligence, right? Your actual intelligence, it grows within you. It's the internal programming that shapes our decisions, right? When we are tapping into our actual intelligence, we recognize it as intelligence based on how we have programmed what's inside of us, what's inside of our minds and our hearts, and how we have brought our beliefs to the table, right? You know what a belief is? A belief is just a thought you kept thinking. That's all a belief is. And too many people are pounding the pulpit and saying, well, this is what I believe in. And they hold on to that so strongly, so tightly, that they're not open to expanding their awareness, expanding their intelligence, continuing to grow themselves. They base everything they do on their beliefs. You should be challenging your beliefs. You should be like the scientist within your own brain. It's challenge your beliefs again and again. Does that still remain true today? Is that still true for me? I have had beliefs that I have challenged over time and they have changed. And there are some beliefs that have not changed. And that's something that I will continue to do. That is really the mark of wisdom, when you are willing to challenge your beliefs. And that's where that programming within you, that intelligence within you, that's where that intelligence grows from, you looking at your beliefs and challenging your beliefs. And in addition to the beliefs is your habits and your patterns. What are you doing today? Are you actually present in your life? Are you present in your decisions? Or are you operating from your habits, from what's familiar to you, what feels comfortable to you? Do you move through your life? Do you move through relationships? Do you move through your business based on the way that you did it yesterday? You know, I remember a time, especially in my business, when I was worried about succeeding, when I was worried about, you know, is this actually going to bring about the business that I require to pay my bills, to feed my family, and so on. And I was often thinking, oh my gosh, like, what if I don't do it right? So what happened for me, and it happens for a lot of us, is we have something succeed and we think, okay, that's the answer. That's the answer. And we stay so stuck, so hard on the way that we've operated, that we're not staying present. We're not using our actual intelligence. We're not actually growing ourselves, and we're staying stuck. And I did that in the beginning because I thought this was successful, so I'm going to stay there. Well, that doesn't actually grow you, because eventually, if you're not reviewing your practices, if you're not reviewing the way that you're operating, the way that you're showing up, the way your business is showing up in your services, they can become outdated. Have you ever gone into a business and you've gone in and you're new in the business, you're new as maybe you're an employee, you go in and they go, well, this is the way that we do this. And you look at it and you think, well, that is super outdated. And you come out with an idea. And what do they say? This is the way we've always done it. This is the way we always have done it. Whether you're saying it to yourself or you're saying it within an organization, that right away says, I'm not using intelligence to really look at, is this being effective? Now, why is artificial intelligence so sexy, so appealing today? Because it's something new and different. And while we operate oftentimes from doubt and insecurity, and we operate from this place of people are going to think that I'm not that smart, we try to rely on something that we believe is going to be more attractive, is more intelligent than ourselves. Do you know that there is a report out there today that says our children in school today are less intelligent than their counterparts years before, many years before, generations before? Why is that? Because we're relying upon technology more than we are teaching how to use our creative brain. You know, as a podcast coach, I coach all the people on the network, all of the hosts on the network. One of the big things that I really work at is teaching them how to step up with their intelligence, how to bring what they know, their awareness, to bring their uniqueness to the table, and not to rely on notes, not to rely on reading things, really allow themselves to show up and challenge themselves to show up more and more with their intelligence. Too many of us are looking to put the responsibility on artificial intelligence, and we are missing our own creativity, our own wisdom. We need to learn how to tap our own gold and use that as a tool, right? I mean, if you were going to search for something, like if you were going to search for great places to go and have adventures or great restaurants to go to, yeah, We use Google for that all the time, right? Google is now part of the vocabulary out there. Google is a search engine. It's not a way of doing something, but that's how we use the word Google today. If you were to search that on any platform, you would get lots of different pieces of information. Well, that is artificial intelligence. And if you sat with yourself and you thought about what adventure would I like to experience? And you thought about maybe books that you read or movies that you saw, maybe different ideas would come to you. And maybe the thought of doing something from when you were a childhood would spark you to move forward and do something. That's tapping into your intelligence, and that is changing the programming within you. So even using artificial intelligence technology today, you can get comfortable in that and you can program yourself with using that. We need to look at what patterns we have within ourselves, what beliefs we have within ourselves, what are your automatic responses in business that's influencing how you are making decisions? What are those things that are on autoplay that really, when challenged, can grow your actual intelligence? You need to be willing to challenge yourself and look at this area of your life and your business if you want to experience a bigger life, if you want to experience more joy and more growth. Growth is not always easy, and sometimes it can be quite painful when you think of growing pains as a child, right? It can be painful. My beautiful brother Danny used to say, we don't grow in the easy days. We grow in the challenging days. Well, I'm inviting you to grow, and I'm inviting you in to challenge yourself so that you can grow and you can really create more of what you deeply desire by using your actual intelligence. Okay, my friends, we are up to our next break of the show. We've got more to share with you after the break. And if you haven't yet grabbed my book, CEO Without Apology, best-selling on Amazon, I would really love for you to go grab this. This is a guide. It's not just something you read from front to back. It's a guide to challenge you, just like each of my shows. And this book has actually been created from a number of episodes that I did here on my podcast. So go grab CEO Without Apology. You can also, once you grab that, you'll be able to tap into all of the free resources that continues to support you to grow you and to grow your business. All right, well, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Christy McIver, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying today's show. We're talking all about the true AI, the real AI, the first AI. Let's word it this way. The first AI is your actual intelligence. It's not the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a tool, just like a phone is a tool, like a computer is a tool, like a car is a tool. It's a tool. How you choose to utilize that tool, your choice. How you use to compare yourself to it, interesting choice. And that's what I believe that a lot of people are doing right now, is they are using artificial intelligence to compare themselves and really to step out of the responsibility of creating and tapping into their own intelligence. It's incredibly challenging and it's incredibly demeaning of what I'm seeing people do to themselves and how people are just in such a tizzy. You know, computers and technology was initially created and we bought into it from the space of it's going to help us and it's going to reduce our workload and it's going to do all these things. And what it's become is it's another competitive tool out there. And that's not okay. And I want to see if I can invite you in to using these things as tools, but putting you at the center of this, because you are the most important piece in your business and you're the most valuable piece. No technology is more valuable than who you are. So we were talking about in the last segment about the internal programming that you have within yourself that shapes your choices, that shapes your decisions, and how important that programming is for you to look at and challenge on a regular basis, right? One of the biggest things that we do is we undervalue what comes naturally to us. And this is something that I've been looking at very deeply over the last short while, and how we undervalue our intelligence because we use it every single day. You know what happens when you're using your intelligence every single day? And it becomes so familiar, it becomes part of who you are, and you don't even see it as intelligence, is we begin to appreciate it less and less. It's so incredible to me, and I know I see this within myself as well as my clients, and when we have created something, when we've really tapped into our intelligence and we start to create utilizing our intelligence, whatever we've created, especially I'm talking to the business owners for sure, if you've created a product or you've created a service, we've become so addicted to the next, the dopamine hit of the next, is that we depreciate what we've created at such a speed that we are throwing away our gifts and capacities. We're throwing away what we create for the next hot thing. And that's one of the reasons that people are getting so addicted, in my point of view, to AI, is they're looking for a new dopamine hit. There's nothing wrong with having a dopamine hit, but there is a huge divide between nurturing and loving who we are and really valuing who we are, valuing even being quiet, valuing tapping into the essence of who we are. There is a huge, huge difference between valuing who we are and getting on the treadmill of the new, the new, the new. If you are unable to tap into the value of what you've created, tap into the value of everything you've put together, I encourage you to talk to someone, reach out to someone that you trust, and ask them to give you a real evaluation on what they see within you and what you've created that brings value to the world. We oftentimes need a wake up and we need to hear it from someone else. I know that, you know, it cracks me up because I do this a lot. I have to kind of wake myself up to this a lot. And this is not from a place of arrogance. This is a place of valuing something over time. You know, if it becomes an antique, it's suddenly of value. If the person dies, it's suddenly of value. But when the person is alive, when it's available, we don't value it the way that we should be. And that's something that I challenge myself and I challenge those close to me all the time to look at. When I've created 5 different business streams in my business, this is from a country girl, 4 corners, don't blink, you know, the 9th of 10 children. You know, I was not expected to come to a space and place in the world like I have created. And because, you know, everything around me is something that I've been working in for more than 18 years. And yes, I've created new things. You know, the latest thing that we created was 2 years ago, but it's still something of value. So are you measuring the value on how new it is, or are you measuring the value on what it brings to the world and how it can contribute? You know, just because it's familiar to you does not mean it's valueless. There are people out there, there's over 8 billion people in the world, my friend. There's someone out there that would value what you have, but you have to continue to look at that. Do you continue to value what you bring to the world? Do you really tap into why you're doing what you're doing? One of the fastest ways to do that, I say this all the time, is go back to that moment when you thought about creating your business. What was the excitement inside of you? Why did you have that excitement? Tap back into that energy. You could always tap back into that energy. And then if you have a new service and or something new, one of the things that really was huge valuable to me that I still feel is quite valuable that lights me up quite quickly is that commercial you just heard about our phone app. When I got a phone app for the network, I giggled like crazy for days and days and days. I was so excited. And I still see that as a huge, huge value to the company and to the business. And I didn't create the physical app myself, right? I hired people, I guided, I directed how that was to be. But it seriously is something that I still see as valuable, but it's still a tool, right? But I have created all these different business streams, and I need to continually challenge myself to see the value that they bring to the world. And I'm inviting you to look at what have you created, and has it become so familiar that you don't even look at it anymore, that it can bring value to others in the world? Start to spend some time with what you've created. Find the appreciation within yourself about the things that you've created. You know, fear of AI is distracting many, many people from our greatest advantage. We need to stop focusing so much on technology that might replace us and start developing what we can contribute more and more. And that goes back to things I say all the time. Are you growing yourself? Are you seeing and identifying yourself as the CEO of your business? Are you identifying yourself as the research and development division of your business? Are you seeing yourself as the person who creates connections and grows relationships? Or are you so distracted by getting on this AI treadmill that it is sucking all of that away from you? My friend, at the end of the day, having a conversation and developing a relationship and looking to see how you can contribute to the people that you want to be part of your organization, whether it's your team members, whether it's your clients, your customers, even people that are just interested in learning more about you, you are the asset. Remember that AI is not the asset. Your actual intelligence, you, the human, you're the greatest asset of all. AI. Artificial intelligence is only as powerful as the human using it, right? That we talked about that in the first segment. Better thinking, better questions, better leadership actually creates better AI results. So all the artificial intelligence that you have created, maybe within a program that you're using, you had to program it. You had to put it in there. It needs to get to know you. But the key here is the foundation of everything is you. So as you grow you, you can grow the support tool that is artificial intelligence. But again, it starts with your actual intelligence. Don't rely on the AI technology to tell you who you are. Don't rely on that to tell you what you should be saying or doing or creating. You've still got to look at it and go, okay, does that work for me? Does that read? Does that really feel like who I am? And if it doesn't, you have to be willing to trust you, to trust what you know and what you want to create in the world that comes back to the wisdom that you have about yourself. And if you don't feel like you have that wisdom, that's where your work needs to begin. Your work needs to begin to utilize and tap into where am I at with my belief in myself and who I am and what I bring to the table. And if a lot of doubt, if a lot of insecurity comes up, it's okay. That means you're ready to step in and change it. And that can be really challenging work, but it is the most valuable work because you, my friend, you growing you is where the wisdom is buried underneath all of that. When you're willing to grow yourself, you will discover more wisdom than you've ever even imagined. And no AI tool is going to change anything or be better than you ever were. You just won't. There's so many people that are creating and utilizing AI, and it is such, if you tap into the energy of what they're putting out there, it is such a disalignment from who they actually are, the energy of the person, and people are picking up on it. And I believe, and I could be wrong, and maybe I'm the only one that believes this, but I believe that that is actually going to deter people from connecting. It's going to deter people that really want to create relationships and end up being customers and clients, long-term customers and clients. People like to get, you know, wooed by the new shiny balls, but the real foundation is built on who you are and how you show up with these people. And you showing up and saying, like people are out here saying, I'm authentic, right? You're being authentic, but you're using images that don't look anything like you or are obvious that you used artificial intelligence to create an image. The disconnect in that is palpable. And you've got to really, I challenge people like crazy, stop using these computer-generated images of yourself. You're beautiful. Allow yourself to show up. Allow yourself to be who you are and bring that to the world. That is going to resonate more. People are attracted to your energy. They're not, they might be, you might catch their eye with some fancy image, but truly to create that connection, you've got to be you 100%. All right, we are up to our final break of the show. Do not go away. I've got some last things I would definitely want to share with you. Again, send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. Check out my website. Check out how you and I can actually work together to create more business growth than you ever even imagined very, very quickly. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. As usual, the show is going very quickly. I know I've shared a lot with you. You might even want to go back and listen again and make notes. If that's something that you do and something really pops, I mean, I do that oftentimes with things that I'm listening to, and something will pop different each and every time. If this is valuable, if you are looking to grow your business, I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to read the notes that you make afterwards and maybe even listen again. If you really want to change something, you've got to tap into more and more of what is resonating for you, what's really, really popping. So the greatest way to strengthen your actual intelligence is to become more intentional about learning. Become more intentional about observing, questioning and reflecting and trusting your own knowing. We've got to become intentional about these things. If you say, yeah, I trust myself. Do you? Or are you, do you find yourself, you know, on the fence about things? Do you question things? Or are you just on a treadmill of production, production, production all of the time? You, as a business owner, you've got to step in and really take ownership around strengthening your intelligence on a daily basis. There are a lot of people out here who brag about reading, you know, a book a week or two books a week. That's not me. There are people out here that are talking about listening to podcasts, you know, maybe 5 or 10 podcasts a week. That's also not me. Now, I do produce shows, so I do listen to podcasts all of the time. We've had well over 10,000 podcasts we've produced here on the network since we started in 2014. I've listened a lot. One of my favorite things to do is to listen to books on audio. Audible is a tool that I use all of the time. I love buying books as well. I'll often listen on Audible. I'll grab the book, then I'll go through and I'll highlight the book. One of the biggest things that I have done for many, many years is I have a coach, and I have very dear friends who also coach me and I coach them. And I challenge myself constantly. When something is going on in my world, I am challenging it. What's my part in this, right? You can't just say, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that. Wait a second. How did I operate within there? Where's my growth opportunity in this? Hiring a coach is one of the greatest ways you can grow your own intelligence, where you can grow yourself. If you're not taking responsibility to grow your actual intelligence, to challenge yourself to grow, it is going to be reflective in your entire business, in all of your relationships. And that, my friend, can lead to deep depression, anxiety, frustration, that then can lead to health issues. Everything is connected. It's so important that you take ownership of growing your actual intelligence on a continuous basis. You want to remember that AI is a tool, and you want to partner with AI instead of competing against it. Artificial intelligence is not there for you to compete against. It's not there for you to rely upon. It's there for you to partner with, utilizing those aspects like you would use a dictionary, like you would use any book, anything, taking a course. Utilize it, partner with it, but don't allow it to replace your own growth and your own intelligence. Your greatest competitive advantage is still you. It's always going to be you. And in order for you to understand that, you've got to be willing to constantly grow you. And as a business owner and a leader in the world, that there's nothing greater than you growing you and valuing who you are as the greatest advantage in the world. The real AI you should be paying attention to isn't the one on your computer screen. It isn't the one everybody is raving about as the hottest new thing in the world. We both know it's not hot or new. We know it's been around for a very, very long time. The greatest thing is you, your unique perspective, your unique leadership, your brilliance that remains irreplaceable. No computer is ever going to replace you at all. The actual intelligence that you've been given, your awareness, your wisdom, your experience, creativity, and knowing that only you possess, only you. You are the greatest asset, and the actual intelligence that we require in this world. We need each of us to bring our hearts to the table. We need each of us to be willing to open our mouths and speak truth to what is happening around us, to speak truth to what we know so that we can create the world that we deeply desire. When we stop undervaluing our own intelligence and begin leading from it intentionally, artificial intelligence just becomes a great tool instead of something that we have to fear. Understand its place in your world, but understand more importantly who you are in your own world and in your own business. Until next time, my friends, take good care.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.